You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back, joined by Richard Manning, one of our go-to guys when it comes to thoughtful analysis of developments inside the swamp and in the parts of it that touch all of our lives. He is, these days, the president of a terrific organization that covers these things extraordinarily skillfully, Americans for Limited Government. He formerly served in government, as a matter of fact, in the U.S. Department of Labor under the George W. Bush administration, where he ran their public affairs operations. He was also a lobbyist for the very highly regarded National Rifle Association for some 9 years. You can find his writings in places like The Hill, Investors Business Daily, FoxNews.com, and we're always delighted when you can find him here, which we do today. Rick, welcome back. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Well, I was struck by something you wrote recently, Rick, about the assault on Wilbur Ross, the man who is currently serving as our Secretary of Commerce, clearly designed to promote this idea that here we have fresh evidence of collusion by the Trump team with the Russians. I want to talk to you about some other examples of Russian collusion, some of which seem to have a hell of a lot more factual basis to them. But before we get to that, tell us what we should make of this report that apparently Wilbur Ross was investing with Vladimir Putin's cronies. What's up with that?
Well, it's false. Here's what the story is. Wilbur Ross is a businessman. He owns a number of business entities, one of which is a shipping company which ships natural gas. Russia is the number two exporter of natural gas in the world. So imagine this. Wilbur Ross's shipping company goes and exports, goes and picks up gas, natural gas that the Russians are exporting, and ships it around the world. Because some people who are in the Russian natural gas industry are, you know, it's Russia. So if you're in the business, if you're in business and you're making money, chances are you're connected to the government in some way, because they were his customers. Apparently, there is a, you know, this makes him ineligible to be the Commerce Secretary.
Turn this around, because at the moment, a whole bunch of people who used to love the idea of doing business with Russia, who did a lot of it themselves, are now decrying any such connections at all. To generalize, I think they're called Democrats, particularly people who are determined to look the other way at or obscure what Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and other Democrats, John Podesta, were doing both in the run-up to the 2016 election and in their previous official capacities, notably as Secretary of State. Talk a little bit about this business of Russian collusion with the Democrats. I guess I'd start with some of the analysis you've been doing, Rick Manning, on this dossier and this group called Fusion GPS. Walk us through what we know about all of that, would you?
Sure. Fusion GPS is a company that the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign, which we now know are one and the same, funded to go to try to create an attack on Donald Trump. And now we know that they were at the center of not only the dossier that was that's been discredited, that is the foundation of the investigation into President Trump's relationships with Russia, or non-relationships with Russia, as the case may be. But they were also at the center of what appears to be a setup campaign, where they literally, a person associated with Fusion GPS, met, who's a Russian, her name's Natalia Veselnitsky or something like that.
Veselnitskaya.
Okay, there you go. Natalia worked for Fusion GPS in the past. Then Fusion GPS, they met with her immediately prior to, in the same day, prior to her going into Trump Tower meeting with Donald Trump Jr.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me just unpack this, Rick. This is a group that is working with the Russians on behalf of the Democratic National Committee. They meet with this lawyer who is coming in what certainly seemed to be kind of a setup of Donald Trump Jr. immediately before that meeting, and then presumably debriefed her immediately after that meeting. This would seem to be an influence operation by the Russians against Trump, not evidence that they're working with him, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, it's worse than an influence operation. It was a direct setup because they were hoping, clearly hoping, that something would transpire in that meeting that would allow them to implicate Donald Trump Jr. The other piece we know is that we know that they were unable to get, the FBI was unable to get a FISA warrant on the Trump campaign. And it appears that immediately, shortly after this meeting occurred, a FISA warrant was issued. So there's a bigger concern than even the Clinton and Democratic Party being involved in doing a sting operation on the Trump campaign. This may have been the catalyst for the actual FISA warrant that allowed for the Trump Tower to be wiretapped by the FBI. But I think it's reasonable to get to say that this was part of an overall sting operation conducted on behalf of the DNC using Russian agents to try to ensnare Donald Trump in doing something that Hillary Clinton was doing directly through the sting operation.
Okay, so this brings us to my last question, Rick Manning. Jeff Sessions, man, I think both of us know and admire greatly, is Attorney General of the United States. There are many folks who are very frustrated that Mr. Sessions is not, at the moment, prosecuting these kinds of outrageous, seemingly, if not actual criminal activity, certainly activity that is contrary to the laws of the United States and the interests of the United States. When you throw in the, you know, Uranium One and the whole email scandals and the Skolkovo caper, technology theft operation, where is Jeff Sessions and why isn't he doing more, as you said?
Well, first of all, we don't know what he's doing because he's running a prosecutorial operation, not a public relations one. So unlike past administrations or the Mueller probe, Jeff Sessions is not leaking whatever's happening into the press. And as a result, the frustration with Jeff Sessions is, I believe, is largely built around our lack of knowledge of what's happening. And because we don't know what's happening, we do know this about Jeff. We know that he it was alleged that he had recused himself from the Uranium One investigation. We know directly that that is not true. He isn't actively involved in the Uranium One investigation, and that is good news. We have proof of that by the fact that he allowed the whistleblower to testify and talk to Congress about it, really opening up the doors for the whole Uranium One discussion in a really meaningful way. We know that he is actively concerned about some of the deep state activities around him, both at the FBI and at DOJ. I believe that what we're going to end up seeing over the weeks ahead, we'll begin to see indications that some things are happening. It's kind of tip of the iceberg kind of stuff, Frank, because Jeff Sessions is a methodical prosecutor who wants to get it right. He's not a guy who's interested in having a headline. He's not a showboater, and he wants to get it right. I have no inside information about any investigation. I just know that the actions they've taken are just a glimpse into the world they're living in. And given his personality, he's going to have his eyes dotted and T's crossed before he comes out with anything.
Let's hope they get dotted and crossed quickly, because I think it's time that these prosecutions get underway in earnest. Thank you so much, Rick Manning, for your insights. As always, the work you do at Americans for Limited Government and in your various publications is really appreciated. I know you'll keep it up. I hope you come back to us again very soon. Dr. Stephen Blank joins us next. We'll talk about the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution and, well, what a blight that has been for the world and continues to this day. That and more, straight ahead.